American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The first opponent of the transgender boxer at the Olympics was forced to quit the bout after only 46 seconds for fear of her health and safety. But as AFN Steve Jordahl reports, feminist groups who claim to care so much about the rights and welfare of women are deafeningly silent.
Italy's Angela Carini stood toe-to-toe with a man that was intent on literally knocking her out for a short while, but it was very clear, very quickly, that this was not a fair fight. The TV announcer, who had to know what was going on, feigned ignorance.
Carini, she talks to her corner. She's not happy about something.
Amanda, in red from Algeria, Iman Carini.
Doreen Denny of Concerned Women for America says as unfair and demeaning and dismissive of women as it is for a man to climb into a pool and compete against them, it's worse when he climbs into a boxing ring.
Not just discrimination on the basis of sex. This is actually physically and violently abusive toward women.
She says it's unconscionable for feminist groups who have made it their mission in life to speak out for women to keep utterly silent when one's life is literally being threatened.
What we're missing is what has traditionally been understood of who these feminist organizations like National Organization for Women, the National Women's Law Center, they've sold out.
She says in addition to being woke, these feminist groups are more interested in political power than the women they pretend to represent.
It seems that it completely undermines their credibility, especially as we have women in female prisons, domestic violence shelters, but they are very much controlling of a political party.
National defense analysts are concerned about the growing problem of entities and individuals closely affiliated with the Communist Party of China buying up American farmland. Here's AFN's Chad Groening with details.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Chinese firms and investors have bought nearly 384,000 acres of U.S. land, including 130,000 acres in South Texas near Laughlin Air Force Base, purchased by a former member of the Chinese Communist Army. Republicans in the Texas legislature want to pass legislation that would ban ownership of Texas agricultural land, mineral interests, and timber by citizens, companies, or governmental entities of countries designated by the federal government as threats to U.S. national security. This would apply to China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Gordon Chang is an Asian policy analyst and author of China is Going to War. He says this needs to be a national agenda.
I think Trump will look at this and he will do something early in his term, especially about purchases of land near military facilities. I hope he goes broader and prevents Chinese parties from owning farm and ranch land in general. And he should do that because no American can own any land in China. So why do we allow the Chinese to own any land in our country?
Bob McGinnis is Senior Fellow for National Security at the Family Research Council and author of Kings of the East.
If the Chinese government is buying land for the purpose of spying on these facilities, then we should use eminent domain or some provision in the law to deny that.
A federal investigation began at Drexel University after a complaint about an October dormitory fire on the door of a suite where a Jewish student lived. No sufficient evidence has surfaced indicating that incident was motivated by anti-Semitism or hate crime, but the probe did turn up what the agency considered shortcomings in how Drexel has responded to a string of 35 other allegations of harassment over Jewish ancestry that were reported to the school over a 16-month period ending in January. Seniors at a high school in Texas can pay for a reserved parking space, according to ToddStarnes.com. Students at Keller High are then allowed to decorate it. At least two students decided to create murals honoring former President Donald Trump. The school district told them to erase the paintings as the guidelines ban any artwork that is considered inappropriate. Political messaging isn't allowed, according to WFAA-TV. A Keller ISD parent who doesn't support Trump spoke with WFAA.
And I think a lot of the administrators and teachers just want to focus on teaching. And I'm a strong proponent of, hey, if this is what you believe, then say it.
The school later reversed its decision, according to the school board president. I'm Robert Thornton.